dreamer. But deep within the heart of you remains a lonely note, ready to burst into a new song of happiness, should it be offered faith. Then listen to these glad tidings. There is a spot we know not far away where you can find strength and courage. It is the home of Dr. Frank B. Robinson, noted psychologist and founder of Psychiana. Today, your guide will lead you there to Moscow, Idaho. As you hear the actual voice of Dr. Robinson, remember that wise is he too in suffering, doubt, and loneliness. There have been hard roads for him, yet he has found the solution. He has traversed life into peace, just as you may do if you will turn your thoughts with us on this transcribed journey to Dr. Robinson's sanctuary of relief. We are now in Moscow, Idaho. There, just a few paces away, is the home of Dr. Robinson. Its peace permeates into the very fiber of you. You feel a sense of awe. Surely care and strife have never touched this spot. Yet as we walk slowly along, the very breezes whisper, "Come with your cares. Peace lies just ahead." Do you too feel a thrill of anticipation? Can this man know the solution to your suffering? Let no doubt assail you. Listen. Softly the organ music leads us on to an open door. There is the home of Dr. Frank B. Robinson. He sits musing at the console of his mighty organ. On wings of song, he sends out his message of the mighty power of the living God realm. Let us stand here quietly a moment. Feel a strength in this place, too. Life seems to hold some promise now, Dr. Robinson.
There is always promise in life. Welcome to my home.
Thank you, Doctor.
If you have problems that trouble you, you may have come to the right place. Others have traveled here dismayed to go on anew along a fresh path. Perhaps we can help you start again toward your hopes, just as others have done.
We have heard of and talked to so many people who have found peace and happiness through you, Dr. Robinson. How can we learn your courage? It seems so definitely a part of your strength. Yet, that is what we have been blindly searching for.
You are like a ship being tossed about by the winds and the waves of the troubled sea.
I suppose you'd call that being a misfit.
Every human life without the motivating and guiding power of the great God realm is what I call a misfit. Lost on the seas of doubt and despair, without a rudder, drifting helplessly, buffeted by every wind and blow. It has no known destination. It couldn't be anything else but a misfit. But put a pilot on board and put a rudder on that ship and notice how straight a course will be steered direct to the nearest port.
And that same thing applies to human life.
Applies, yes. Prior to the recognition of the infinite spirit of God in that life. If you have no objectives, if you do not know where the ports lie, if you know nothing of the hidden dangers beneath the surface of the ocean, how easily can your vessel become shipwrecked by striking a hidden or submerged rock? But, attuned to the God realm, just see how easily you glide into the harbor of your dreams. See how your dreams become living, moving realities. This is what happened to a student in Jackson, Tennessee, who wrote me this letter. It's rather an amusing letter, but it does show the joy and peace which comes into a human life when that life finds the truth of the present existence of the God law.
I'd like to hear that letter, Doctor.
All right. She writes, "Dear Dr. Robinson, I have never been so thrilled in all my life. In fact, I weigh 196 pounds, and there is not enough room in me to hold all the joy and gladness that has come into my life with my understanding of the God law."
Tell me, Dr. Robinson, will that happiness continue through the years?
It will not only continue, it will grow. After a while, it will settle down into a great, infinite peace and this student will experience at her right hand a great power which she will be able to use whenever she feels like it.
Why is that, Doctor? What is the explanation of it all?
This lady has experienced the first great joy of knowing that the invisible power of the God realm exists here and now and can actually be contacted and used by her. Quite naturally, she's happy. How would you feel if you knew that close at hand there exists a great spiritual power which is God and which can be used by you in the accomplishment of every right desire?
That would be a marvelous motivation, Doctor, but the attainment of that end, isn't it a long, hard road?
Not at all. If you will notice on these letters here, they're all dated 1938, all very recent letters. Here's one from a woman in Pascoag, Rhode Island, by the way, who writes, "I used to want something very badly, and then I would be told by others that it was silly, that there was too much competition, or that such a thing could not be done. Then it seemed I would be more determined than ever, and not only wish for it to come true, but actually believe and never doubt but what it would. And whenever I desired a thing long enough and believed without doubting, I always seemed to get it."
And how would you explain that, Dr. Robinson?
It has been said that desire and accomplishment itself are but different ends of the same piece of string. The fact that the desire exists at all is absolute proof that the desire can of itself supply the answer. Desire is only evidence of a lack. It was never meant for you or me to lack anything which is for our own good or for the good of others.
I notice a letter here from Moundsville, West Virginia, a quite recent dateline.
Yes, that letter is from a young girl who has a very interesting story to tell. She says, "My dear Dr. Robinson, I struggled for years with the belief that I was a sinner because I could not feel towards certain ideas the way my friends did. I have been studying metaphysics for several years and feel that all this time I have been laying a firm foundation for the discovery of the power of the God realm as you teach it."
How did you answer that girl, Doctor?
I told her I was pleased, of course, that she was on the road to the discovery of the God law. I told her how it was necessary for me to forget the beliefs of hundreds of years ago before I could realize that right here and now there exists a complete and abundant supply of everything I could ever wish to possess. Everything you see here, this beautiful home, this fine organ, the Robinson Professional Building, the Daily News Review, the exclusive prescription pharmacy, all these are living proof of what the God law can do for all who will give it an opportunity.
Am I to understand that you teach the present existence of a spiritual power so dynamic that it can bring to this entire human race here and now an abundance of material as well as spiritual supply?
That is my entire philosophy.
And all these letters you've been reading are from people who are discovering such actual benefits here and now.
You can answer that best yourself. Read this letter. The man who writes is student Lee Gordon.
Lee Gordon from New York. "Dear Dr. Robinson, I thank God that all through these years I was fortunate enough to fall into the hands of such a wonderful teacher. My health has improved considerably in these past 7 years, both spiritually and mentally. I understand more each day about the God law, things I did not know before, and I will pray Psychiana wherever I go."
Now I'd like to have you read what Tommy Burns wrote to me.
Oh, you mean the world's ex-heavyweight champion?
That's the man. Now read the letter.
My dear Dr. Robinson, the mighty God power of the universe is working wonders for me. I have two boys that I am training. I hope to have a world champion boxer in time. I'll have the power of the universe behind them. We are all very happy in our work.
And just as surely as this new revelation of God is working for him, it will work for you.
I suppose hundreds of thousands of men and women all over the world are writing to you for information regarding Psychiana, Dr. Robinson.
One day last month, in one day only, over 3,700 free lectures left our international headquarters in Moscow, Idaho. Now that's a lot of free lectures to send out in less than 8 hours. Tens of thousands of others are writing to tell me of the wonderful revelation this teaching has given them.
When there are so many thousands, it just can't be a coincidence, can it?
If there was ever any doubt in my mind as to the present existence of this dynamic God law, that doubt is very effectively banished by these letters.
And it must make you very happy, Dr. Robinson, to know that thousands are at last discovering that man can now talk with God.
Not only that man can talk with God, but being able to do that, they can bring to themselves and their families whatever they need for their complete happiness, both spiritually and materially.
These are wonderful words, Doctor. You know, as we approached your home today, our souls were heavy laden. All feeling of despondency has vanished now, and we're eager to move forward that others too may learn of your wondrous teachings. Before we go on, may we ask one more favor? Would you play again an organ melody like the one that lifted our spirits as we came in?
It's always a pleasure to play for you, Bob, and for all my friends.
And as the mighty organ pours forth its powerful, moving melody, may I take this opportunity to present your personal message to all who seek the power of the God Law, the power that is revealed in Psychiana. Dr. Robinson personally wants you to know, whoever you are, whatever you want to become, that this power is yours if you but grasp it and learn its meaning. Nothing can sway the truth of this mighty God realm. No prayers are too great for its comprehension. You may be a lonely sheepherder on the African veldt, or a stricken invalid, hopeless in the depths of despair. Remember, this power is for everyone. It is beside you now and will bring life, spirit, and sustenance. Just address a postcard to Dr. Frank B. Robinson, Moscow, Idaho, and he will send you free his 6,000-word digest, pages filled with vivid realities and the thunderous message of the mighty God's law. Dr. Robinson will also send you personally a picture of himself as he looks now, seated at the console of his own magnificent organ. Just a postcard or a letter, if you choose, will bring this generous offering. Address, Dr. Frank B. Robinson, Moscow, Idaho. And as Dr. Robinson says, may the spirit of eternal peace and power abide with you forever.
The key to a richer life is in your hands. Take it and unlock the door to all the happiness you can use. Unlock the door by simply sending a postcard to Dr. Frank B. Robinson, Moscow, Idaho, or to the station which brings you this message of hope and encouragement. You will receive immediately a handsome photograph of Dr. Robinson and the 6,000-word digest, which describes the very first revelation of the power of Psychiana. These will be sent at no cost to you if you write today to Dr. Frank B. Robinson, Moscow, Idaho, spelled M-O-S-C-O-W, or in care of this station.